AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A piece of wing from a Boeing 777 jetliner like the one that disappeared over the Indian Ocean last year may have been found.
A U.S. official who asked not to be named says that a Boeing air safety investigator is among the experts who saw the photo of debris and determined that it is a flaperon from the trailing edge of a 777 wing. A French official confirmed that French officers are on site to examine the piece of airplane wing found on the island of Reunion. If that debris turns out to be from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, this would be the first major break in the effort to discover what happened to the plane, which vanished in March of 2014 with 239 people on board. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Malaysia's transport minister is irate that Russia vetoed a proposal at the UN today that would have set up a tribunal to investigate one of his country's 777s that was shot down over Ukraine.
Instead of conveying the message in support of justice and accountability, we are sending a dangerous message of impunity to the perpetrator of this heinous crime.
A University of Cincinnati police officer who killed a driver during a traffic stop has been indicted on a charge of murder.
Prosecutor Joe Dieter says Officer Ray Tenzing purposely killed Samuel DeBose and should never have been a police officer.
He wasn't dealing with someone who was wanted for murder, okay? He was dealing with someone who didn't have a front license plate.
Authorities say there was a struggle after DeBose refused to get out of the car. Tenzing has said he was dragged by the car and forced to shoot at DeBose.
This might happen in Afghanistan or somewhere. This just does not happen in the United States. People don't get shot for a traffic stop.
If convicted, Tenzing could face up to life in prison. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. In the midst of a heat wave, slightly contradictory messages are coming from City Hall in New York.
Mayor de Blasio is urging New Yorkers to get themselves inside with air conditioning as much as possible, but don't use too much air conditioning.
As the temperature goes up, so does energy usage, and that creates the danger of blackouts and brownouts.
It's been in the mid-90s and humid in New York. The city has extended hours at public swimming pools and opened cooling centers in public buildings, but the mayor is urging AC users to set the thermostat at 78 degrees to avoid overtaxing the electrical grid. So far this summer, power failures have been limited. Warren Levinson, New York.
Court documents show that three University of Virginia graduates and members of a fraternity profiled in a debunked account of a gang rape in a retracted Rolling Stone magazine article, are now suing the publication and the article's author. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.